Freya, Keelan, and Vincent are getting that baby we never knew they wanted. Rebecca and Marcel are finally getting married. Of course, all of the Claire line. And always and forever.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's like so happy of a bye-bye song.
It's like bye-bye-bye when you're breaking up with an ex that you know should be gone, not bye-bye-bye when you spent 5 years of your life loving a show, plus 2 more years loving those characters. Guys, welcome back to the final episode of the Originals After Show here on AfterBuzz TV, Season 5, Episode 13, When the Saints Go Marching In. And we finally understand a title here. Sam explained it to me, I'm not going to lie. The Brothers, spoiler alert.
Oh.
Yeah, T, you get it now.
Or they go marching out.
Ba-dum-tsh. I want to make jokes and I want to laugh at all of the things, but I also just want to sit and cry in misery forever. I'm Roxy Stryer, guys, alongside Sam Davidson.
Sam Davidson here, and I think I'm in a bit of shock, so don't be mad at me for not being upset. I probably will be next week.
Sam didn't cry once. Didn't cry during the finale, so should we kick her off the panel?
It's like she doesn't have a soul.
You guys, I had to turn my humanity off. It hurt too much.
Ooh, okay, Damon, calm down.
Yeah.
I'm a vampire.
Calm down, Damon. Tiana Hobson, our very own chat mistress in the house.
Hello, everyone. Tiana Hobson here. And as Roxy said, I am live on our YouTube live chat right now, hearing everyone's, well, not hearing you, but I'm seeing all of your anger and disappointment and happiness and sadness and all of the feels that you guys are having, we're having too.
So of all of the episodes where I've gotten your guys' general thoughts afterwards and said, how did you feel? This is the biggest one because there are no more feels after this. Of course, we have legacies that's going to be happening, but that is a different world. We lost two of our OGs tonight. How was this episode? Was this what you had been waiting for? Was this the finale you were hoping for? Was it lackluster? Was it above and beyond? Spill me all of your guts, vampire style.
I mean,
vampire style.
Ooh, sexy sound from Sam D.
Yes. It was beautiful in a lot of ways, but also realistically, which is a crazy thing to say with this show, it didn't need to end like that, but in the real world, strategically, I understand why it did because of actors and there being the spinoff. But I just thought if there wasn't a spinoff, this probably wouldn't necessarily be how it would have ended.
T, what do you think?
Interesting. I don't know that I loved it, but I usually don't love any finale because it's the end of a show that I want to keep watching. So I don't know that I loved it, but I was definitely emotional watching it, and I liked that we got to say goodbye to characters. I liked that there was closure with a lot of things, and I mean, although there was one giant elephant left untouched, we got closure for mostly everyone else. The elephant is Aurora, which I have more on that in News and Gossip.
Oh, good call.
Interesting, because I was like, which elephant is she talking about?
The elephant is Aurora, who is still locked away in the cell and stuff.
Maybe Roman took her when he saw her.
I got more of that in News and Gossip, so don't worry.
I'm excited for that. And I'm also excited for, of course, our fiercest moment of the week. I have a feeling that there is one that we all have, but we will definitely get to that. So you guys are going to want to keep on listening for that. Overall, it's so hard for me to say whether I absolutely adored this finale or whether it made me cry too much, so I'm not in. Because I can't tell. As I thought about it as the night went on, like I watched this very late last night, and then as I thought about it, I was like, it really was kind of beautiful. It really was kind of poetic and stunning. Now, I'm livid at them because of the stupidity of these characters. How dumb are you guys? You've lived 1,000 years and you don't know any better. But at the same time, it was a piece of art. And I really respect what they did in this finale. So I'm excited to break it down today. Let's start with the thing that I was not necessarily the most excited about. The thing that made very little sense. And I'm hoping that you guys can put some reason into this for me. Freya and Keelan so beautifully are having a child. We've gone through the ups and downs. We're all behind this couple. We had to deal with all of the drama before the wedding. But finally, we get to this moment. They decide that they want to have a kid. But they can't do that without Vincent being the father. What?
So my reasoning behind this, because I like you, you can get sperm from a lot of different places yes, to make a baby. But I think because when he finally said yes and he was like, two witches and a werewolf, that's when I remembered, oh yeah, these are supernatural beings. So dragging a human into their predicament could also just make things more complicated for that human life.
Yeah.
And then we have the human in the middle of it again, and now we're dealing with, like, a half-human, half-this, and because I don't know which one of them's going to carry the baby. I don't know who's getting the sperm. I don't know what's going on there. But
does two witches and a werewolf mean that the baby will definitely be supernatural?
Well, I mean, I think yes, definitely. It just will depend on if it's half witch, half werewolf, or just double sides witch, because it just depends on who...
Which is mom.
Which one is going to carry the baby and use their eggs
I think it is assumed, I guess, since they're saying witch, werewolf, then it would be Keelan that would be carrying the baby. Otherwise, it wouldn't be any werewolf, right?
No, he was just commenting on the fact that two witches and a werewolf were all going to be raising a child together.
Right.
So I think their reasoning behind going to Vincent besides him being a very close friend who skipped their wedding. I'm still a little bitter about that.
I'm super bitter about that.
But it was also to make sure that the link of the supernatural world, they're not infiltrating onto, like, imposing on a human.
Does Vincent want a child? Have we heard Vincent be like, I need this to be my life's mission, and I've had 15 girlfriends who have died, and now I just, like, forget about my love life, need that kid? I didn't even know that this was something that he... And I feel like he didn't really think about it for very long.
No.
Like, okay, I'll be a dad. Sign me up for the next 70 years of my life. I mean, longer if this person becomes a vamp.
Yeah, I think he just realized that his life has been pretty crappy, and I loved what he did say to them. Like, you know, if Klaus can do this super selfless act, then I can take on the burden. I can do this too. And I think that Vincent needs a family, because that's part of his problem, is that everything gets taken away from him, and he's found this strange modern family type of situation that he can join and be a part of.
Well, I think one of the things about Vincent is we saw so much progress of him finally letting go and saying, I'm getting the hell out of here. Y'all are crazy.
Right.
I need to have a good life. And that was really so much progress for him. And then all of a sudden Freya comes, asks him this crazy thing. And I thought the look on his face was, wow, you are desperate and you have gone straight to crazy town.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? But instead he goes, okay, I guess I need to deal with having a lot of loss and moving on. I mean, he needs a vacation. A few years.
He needs a few years at least. Not to mention, Freya, maybe 36 hours ago, not down to have a kid. Well, not down.
That was a long time ago, Roxy.
But she's sitting there trying to convince him, and she's like, listen, it's the best thing. It's like, girl, you just didn't want a kid. Just now. Just an episode ago, this was a problem. You almost didn't marry the love of your life because that's how bad you didn't want one. And now you're convincing somebody else, and he's got to say yes right now?
Well, he did because he was leaving.
Also, she never said, you have to stick around and help us raise this child. She really just asked for his sperm.
No, she said, I want you to be the father.
Yeah, but
you think,
like,
that just meant,
I mean, also,
biblically?
Biologically,
I don't think she necessarily meant, like, you have to stick around and do this. I mean, yeah, she wants him to still be a part of it, but he could also been like, hey guys, here's a turkey baster with the sperm in it, have fun, and still left.
See you in 20.
Yeah. Why didn't they just say that? Will you be our sperm donor?
It was a desperate plea to keep him there,
guys,
I think, too.
Essentially, we didn't know what to do with Vincent this whole season. So this is what they came up with.
We gave him a beautiful love interest in Ivy. We almost gave him a happy ending. And instead, we ripped it from him. We made him stay in this weird town. And we were like, surprise, daddy!
Yeah, now we're taking his sperm. Yeah. Like, he should be the next villain of the originals. I mean, he's bound to go crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, all the vampires left, so he's not going to go crazy anymore. All the witches can just hang, and the wolves will be at the bayou, and everyone, New Orleans is going to be a peaceful place for him.
Copacetic.
Once again. Sorry, Blue Aqua in the chat said, isn't it weird that he hates the Michelsons, but he's going to have a child and essentially become part of the family?
Yes. no hesitation from Samurai. Yes, it is. I'm sure you guys at home are really going to miss these conversations with us, but don't you worry, there are plenty of places you can go to get weird talks just like this, Sam.
Exactly. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow.
Woohoo!
And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are completely optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on the air. Maybe next season.
Legacy. Here's
and yes.
Guys, Tiana's on it.
Yeah, Tiana's on it for this season too.
Yeah.
But for now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
You guys are really the best fans. We love you.
We love you. And the Queen of Regal, shout out to you for subscribing, and with a hashtag Claroline for her.
Drink! That's our first drink of the evening. Actually, I think it's our second because I threw that in the cold open.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
And London Black has subscribed. Gurdev Singh has subscribed. Nev Ann Smith.
Dang.
Yeah, we got a lot, guys.
We love you guys.
You know, we love you guys, and thank you for subscribing.
Yes.
I really appreciate it, and I also really appreciate Rebecca and Marcel. Do you like my transitions in tonight's episode?
They're very spot on.
Oh, smooth.
Yeah. Curtain to the point.
That's what they call me. Call me Smooth Roxy. Nobody's ever called me that a day in my life. This Rebecca Marcel thing is amazing because of all of the storylines. I feel like this is the one that we needed wrapped up the most. Not only has it been going on for the entire series, but it was what was introduced in the first episode of the season. So this was like, if we don't come full circle on this, somebody's going to get their fingernails ripped out. Because I'm going to torture
them. If Rebecca didn't get hurt together, then things were going to be very angry
but
on Tiana's end.
There is a caveat, which I'm not so sure I love or understand Marcel understanding.
I'm a little confused on this, too. So
who is she, Elena?
Who are you?
So Holina? What I was confused about is I think it's beautiful that Klaus decided to get Caroline to give Rebecca the cure in Mystic Falls.
Questions.
A couple of questions on this, though. Caroline has an extra cure?
Is she extracting it from... Is it still in... Elena, yep.
What do you got, T?
I was going to save this for news and gossip, but since we're on it and people in the chat keep screaming to want to know answers about it too, Julie Pleck did an interview with TVInsider.com, and when they asked her about this whole cure thing and if they thought she would take it anytime soon, Julie's response was, well, haha, you have to remember that the Vampire Diaries' Damon Salvatore has the cure, and there's no way he's giving that up until he's lived his long life and had babies and grandbabies with Elena. That's why Klaus assumes it would be 70 or so years before Rebecca gets her hands on it. So I don't think she meant it for her to take it away from anyone to make Damon die or anything like that. It's when Damon has ran his course with it and felt fulfilled, then Rebecca can come in and take
it. She's just going to take it from his lifeless body.
What I was confused about, because that I got, but then when Rebecca's talking to Marcel and she's like, if you will spend the next 100 years with me watching me get old and gray, which implied she was going to start ASAP getting old and gray.
Well, I was like, girl, as a human, you're already like... you were probably turned when you look the age of like a 20 to 30 year old. You're not going to live 100 more years after
Remember
you take this cure.
Remember what happened with Catherine?
Yes.
Girl got real gray real quick.
But it didn't happen to the others who've taken the cure.
But they weren't around as long, maybe.
That's true.
I
think that's why she meant like the next 100 years we're still going to be together. And then when I take this cure, then I'll age.
She was like stay with me
fast.
While I'm getting sick and whatever. It's like, you mean for the 24 hours you're ill? Oh, what a what a mensch to be with you what during the last days.
But then would Marcel ever want to pull a Damon and join her in some way? He just was chill with living forever and being like, okay, cool. I'll get another one of you after you die.
No, see,
in
my head, his response was, you can do that. But like in his head, he's thinking, when you die, I die.
Yeah, he'll probably... Mm.
Like, I think that when she has ran her course as a human, he will then...
But why does she want to be a human if she can't really be a human? She's not planning on getting pregnant or anything, right? Because how... If you're 1,000-something years old, can you do that once you take the cure?
I think her ovaries and things have been preserved, no?
I don't know.
Vamp blood, I think, keeps it copacetic? Not sure.
Yeah, that sounds about accurate. I would say that's probably right. But other than the confusion of it all, I loved this. Because how much have we been waiting for this? And how much did you want her to pull out that envelope? And when she finally does, it's like, yes! Yes!
Yes, queen!
Yes, queen! Yes, Rebecca! Just like, you left the show for so long, but we never let Marcel be with anybody else because it was you. It was always going to be you.
Yeah, remember that crazy lady last season? The one that had the hollow inside of her that he was obsessed with?
Yeah. Terrible. And remember he even had that thing for Cammy for a minute?
Everyone had a thing for Cammy.
Except for me.
Me.
Yeah.
And Tiana.
T, I feel like you've got an itch you need to scratch.
That.
What's going on in there?
Oh, no.
Oh, I was she's just liking you guys better than us. She's just reading your guys' comments and loving you, so I should have known.
They're kind of off topic a little bit, but, you know, we're... Okay. So I'm just...
That's fine. Anything else about Rebecca and Marcel other than we just... Illy?
Oh, just real Illy. Quick. Sorry. Nas just did
so you
say...
did have something.
That for the whole Catherine age draster, that was because Silas took the cure out of her. That's what made her age. I knew there was a catch.
So
to
as
that.
Long as you have the cure in you, you're
Because Elena
chill.
Has, yeah, Elena has it in her.
But
her
then Elena was young. We saw. Elena
oh,
turn
that's
around.
Why when it was taken out of her, she was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
A little refresher on
You'll
the
comprendo
terminology.
Yeah. It's when what people have to remember is that we have been day one fans for sure.
Yes.
But when we're talking back, we're talking about what is. I mean, 9 years ago Vampire Diaries started or something like that.
Jesus. Don't make me do math
Maybe
on the
10
spot.
Years ago?
Don't make me feel old.
IMDb that. What year did Vampire Diaries start?
I think it started in 2009.
So it's almost been the last decade of our lives.
It has.
Which is kind of a long time.
Oh, it was
time.
September 10th, 2009.
Yeah. Wow. Trust me, I know these things.
Yeah, so that's a... we have a lot to remember of all of those years and all of our seasons, and we'll have even more for Legacies. Let's talk a little bit about our girl who T and I just admitted to miss so much and love more than anything, Cammy. Cammy comes back in this episode, and girl, good for you for getting a paycheck, because you haven't gotten it from this show in a long time, and they did not make you work for that. She maybe was in it for 45 seconds.
Well, she was also, I mean, not that this was shot at the same time that the finale aired last night, but she was in with Julie Plec at the big party, the viewing party.
Yeah, I mean, she should be. She was on the show long enough, and she was such a big character. But for some reason, I know she died around the same time, but Davina just felt like such a bigger part of the show to me than Cammy did.
There's something about Davina's absence that just kind of is fishy to me. I don't know if it's the actress or, like, relationships or other projects, but it's just bizarre.
I disagree with that, because Davina hates Klaus, so why would she be around for this episode that was all about Klaus dying?
She loves Hope. She loves her brother. Or, not her
and
brother.
She did, and she already came in and did what she could with Hope. She's gonna, like, yeah. Clearly her and Cole are still gonna have a relationship. I didn't mind not seeing Davina in this episode.
I'm not even saying that. Yeah. I just am saying, to me, she was such a bigger part of this
Yeah, Davina
show.
Definitely was a bigger part. I was actually just like, ugh, Cammy's here, like, Caroline's in the real world right now, and Cammy's in, like, death dream world, and I'd rather be with Caroline over here with Klaus instead of wasting time on Cammy. But that's just my personal feelings, because I prefer him with Caroline.
It did pay respect to her, and I know that there were a lot of people who wanted him to be with somebody like Cammy, and especially I know that when people are looking out for Caroline, they're like, yo, Klaus has done some really messed up things to her and her friends and her family. it shouldn't, that's not a good way to start a relationship. And people think that with Cammy, he's always been more respectful, even though there was definitely some fishy stuff going on at the beginning.
She was being compelled 24/7. She was barely a person.
Which is not that chill, though. But it
kind of like, never mind. I'm not gonna say that.
But I feel good for the Cammy fans out there because everybody deserves their goodbye. So for that reason, I was glad she came back. But boy, am I glad she did not get too much airtime.
And they threw in that little, like, nugget for the people who ship Klaus and Camille where, you know, she's like, I know your heart, to get him to stop from killing Hope and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I like this whole evil person and the angel, devil and angel on the shoulders kind of doing that song and dance. And I thought it was really cool that we brought Michael back
for that. Seeing Michael.
I just wish that it just gives Camille lovers more sense of Klaus should be with her by having her be the one who talked him off the ledge in that moment.
I'm going to say something you guys are not going to like, so apologies in advance.
Surprise.
I'm going to cover my mouth right now so I don't scream.
Klaus, I think his soulmate at the end of the day was Cammy, and Caroline's soulmate was Stefan.
Nope.
What just happened?
I'm done.
What just happened?
Guys, okay, I know people in the chat are going to agree with me, so don't let me fly free here.
Do you think Stefan's soulmate was Caroline and Cammy's soulmate was Klaus?
Maybe.
Like, you think both? Oh.
I mean, yeah, I think, okay, the Stefan and Caroline thing at the end of the Vampire Diaries I felt was rushed, but they pushed it on us, and that was a very important love story. And I think if Caroline ever had to choose, it's like, who could you bring back from the dead? Stefan or Klaus? Who the hell do you think she'd choose, guys? Come on.
I would choose Klaus.
Well, not you. Caroline.
Klaus.
I'm going to let the chat catch up to us because so far I've seen some Glow loves Jomo. No way, Sam, with exclamation points. Thal says no. Nope from Megan Elizabeth.
Sorry, guys.
No from Sasha.
I get what you're saying, and I think here's what we have to remember. If this was in the real world and these were our friends, in no way, shape, or form would we ever tell Caroline that she should be with Klaus. You just wouldn't tell your friend that. Yeah. It would be a horrible thing to be like, you should be with this horrible, murdering psychopath. Which, by the way, Stefan was as well.
Yeah, totally.
When Stefan's a ripper. So I don't think you would tell her to be with him either. But as a TV show, and as somebody who gets to watch from both sides and the whole 360 approach of it, I love them together. And I feel like, how can you really, if you've lived for thousands of years, how could we say that Cammy, who Klaus knew for, like, I don't know, a day and a half, could be his soulmate?
He didn't know her for a day and a half.
Like 2 years.
Yes.
And out of thousands. Like, yeah,
he knew Caroline, okay, maybe 10.
Years.
Yes.
That's a lot more.
Seven years passed. It's a decimal.
No, it's more than that, because all the time that passed, too. He loved her for longer.
Okay. I don't know. I just don't see it, you guys.
I just want to chime in from the chat here. Sam, you did get someone to agree with you. Sweeney Todd 98, completely agree, Sam. Billie Jean Girl 24. I'm saving that one for later. Angel Angel Sassy, well, thanks to Julie Plex crazy endings, it doesn't matter because Stefan and Klaus are both dead. Spoiler alert.
Very good point.
Nakia Emanuel said Stefan's soulmate was Lexi, don't at me.
What?
I
remember Lexi.
I completely agree with that. They were BFF. They should have ended up together.
I loved Lexi.
That's some fan fiction there, though.
I think. Love Lexi. So we talked a little bit about Cammy. We talked a little bit about Michael. What we haven't really completely dove into is Caroline. Drink. Caroline. You're wasted.
And I would just like to clarify, I love Caroline, and I think that when you're
a
vampire,
don't be a bandwagon.
Yeah,
fan,
it doesn't feel
Sam.
Like you love Caroline.
You guys have heard me before. I have always loved them. I think you have many loves in your life when you're a vampire.
I think I bullied you into loving Caroline. Like, you would have forgotten about Caroline so long ago if it wasn't for T and I being
no. Are you kidding
it.
Me? That sex scene they had on the Vampire Diaries in the woods was top notch.
It really was.
Goals.
One of my favorite sex scenes ever in this franchise.
Let's just get right to it, because last week we were pretty devastated, or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, where they almost had that kiss. It was last week. It feels like a lifetime ago. They almost had that kiss, but then they didn't, and fans went nuts for it. This week, they had the kiss. finally, for the first time in years, we've been waiting for this. The way that it all structured out, Caroline playing the voicemail, them going to the spot, him wanting to spend some of his last moments with her, her walking out and not looking back. I have chills right now. I had chills while watching it. I rewound it 5 times. Like, this was, to me, maybe the strongest part of the entire season. Like, I loved this Caroline moment, and it felt like they listened to us. They heard us. They didn't shut us up. I loved this. What did you guys think?
I loved it. And Roxy, the chat has been screaming at me since we started this show. But notice, guys, how I wait till we get on the topic to start mentioning it.
Oh, so you're good at your job?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so good. There is also a bonus deleted Caroline scene.
I know.
As well, that just makes the feels that much better.
I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
And I'm not going to play it on this show, so everyone just go on YouTube and find it.
We don't have time, but you guys go watch it. Thank you for tweeting that at me, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, we loved it. After seeing their goodbye, though, I don't think there is any logical way that Caroline isn't going to be in Legacies. Why wouldn't she want, I mean, she runs a school, but she's not confirmed, and she loved Klaus. How would she not want to take care of his daughter?
I mean, she also has 2 daughters of her own that are there.
Also at the school.
I think it's kind of going to be like Super. Do you guys watch Supergirl at all?
Yeah.
CW. How they meant Superman made an appearance twice, and they mention him all the time, and he still lives around, but he's just not in it all the time.
I think that's how it's going to be with a lot of the characters from Vampire Diaries, especially since we're back in Mystic Falls.
Not all of them.
Well, yes, not all of them. But
that was mean. Why'd you do that?
But I think that Caroline can get away with not always being there because clearly she's never at the school right now. She's
Does homegirl really have a job? Let's be honest.
She's popping down in New Orleans every. It's like, isn't today a school day? Shouldn't you be at your school running it? But no, she's here with Klaus because he's about to die, and she loves him, and she wants to be with him and let him know that she will never forget him.
No wonder Alaric is so pissed all the time. Just saying.
That's very true. I just pulled up my phone because I remember watching this and writing down. This is what I wrote when I saw Caroline kiss, though. I said, OMG, Caroline kiss. I'll never forget you. He's going to die. I'm going to die. And that is literally what I wrote.
You're such a dramatic 13-year-old girl writing in her diary 100%. Right now.
But the second I saw this, I went from being the happiest person who's ever lived to being like, this means he's actually going to go. Because up until this point in the episode, I was like, they're going to pull one over on us. Klaus isn't actually going to die. And then he kissed Caroline, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to die. Because if he wasn't going to die, they would not have kissed. Because that's all that would have been left for them. It's not like, and I'm realistic. I love Caroline, but I know it's not like we're ever going to have a series where Klaus and Caroline are together. It was just never going to be the case.
No.
And so when she doesn't look back and they do that whole thing, I was like, oh, no. Like,
don't look back. How do you, I've never been the person who can't, like, not look back.
I think I have a little restraint, which I typically don't.
Zero. Restraint. I would have been like, you better be watching me walk away, Klaus. You better be watching me. Just, I need, like, proof.
Shake that booty on your way out.
You should just always hold, like, one of those compact mirrors and so you can pretend to get your makeup nose. And then actually look behind you.
Well, if I probably was a 13-year-old boy writing notes in my phone during this scene, I would have been like, more tongue.
There was not much tongue. I thought it was sweet, though, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want him to push her up against the wall. And
a tree, you mean?
Yeah, a tree, and have that, like, sexy moment. I wanted this to be the perfect goodbye, and I really felt like it was. And seriously, as lame as it sounds, thank you, Julie Pleck, for listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, everybody out there, for still standing by Caroline when we could have forgotten, and this would never have happened. Never have happened.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to see.
And thank you, Charmed Original. Julie has said that there will be a mysterious reason Caroline is absent from a lot of season 1 of Legacies.
Caroline or Caroline?
Caroline. Did I say Caroline?
Yeah. I was like, it's not that
everything
mysterious.
Is Caroline.
I legitimately was like, no, it's not that mysterious. He died. It's not that big of a mystery.
Life is a mystery. I'm so happy you guys just jumped in on that with me.
Yeah, take it, Sam. So if any show's ever gotten off track, it was just now in this moment. Let's talk about Klaus's other goodbyes, because Caroline was a really sad one, but it wasn't the only sad one of the episode. They had this whole dinner for him, which kind of they didn't invite him to. And
it's like, we're just going to be talking about you.
They were doing drinks and they were, well, he wasn't really invited.
As, it started as, you know, like Rebecca and Marcel post coitus, just chilling on the couch. And then everyone walks in and it's like, haha, we can smell what you guys been doing in here.
Yeah.
And then they all started drinking more. So I think it just gathered and he was with Hope at the time having like Hope moment. So
no, he'd been with Caroline.
Oh yeah. But then he came back and he talked to Hope first and then
for a quick minute.
And then they came down together.
Yeah. And then they came down together and I was excited that Cole came because I didn't think Cole was going to come after his Rebecca moment. And that would have been really sad because if you're at home, anybody who has siblings knows that sibling relationships go up and down. They just do. Sometimes you have a really close relationship with them. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes they're your best friends. Sometimes you want to kill them. And if you have been siblings with somebody for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, whatever, you know that there are those moments. Imagine being somebody's sibling for over 1,000 years. Those moments are going to be insane. But if they're actually going to be gone for good, would Cole ever have been able to forgive himself if he had missed this? Especially knowing he didn't know at the time, but especially what was going to happen with Elijah, too. Like, if two of your siblings were going to go after Finn's already gone, by the way, no mention of Finn.
I love how when Riley was here, I go, what about Finn? And she goes, I know what happened to Finn. And we never asked her.
I think she didn't actually. We just let her lie. Yeah.
We just didn't care.
No, he was given.
Lamest.
So I was happy Cole was there. What did you guys think when Cole walked in? Were you surprised to see him or were you happy he was there?
I knew he had to come back for it. Because as much as he wants to say that he hates Klaus and he's happy to see him die and all the stuff he was saying to Rebecca, at the end of the day, it is family. And I know that it's way overused in the show, but, you know, family always and forever. That really does mean something to them, despite the hardships that they've gone to. And I really love the moment when Klaus, you know, comes in and it's like, Cole, like, you know, I secretly have a soft spot for you. It's like, that was their way of,
and it's true.
You know,
yeah, it kind of felt like
goodbye.
He was Dorothy, you know, Wizard of Oz, saying goodbye to Scarecrow, all of them.
You couldn't remember Tin Man and Lion?
Tin Man, Lion... That's it.
You only could remember Scarecrow.
It was coming, okay? But, I mean, I think, okay, always and forever. My issue, again, is him and Davina are married. And Keelan was there. Do you think Keelan really likes those people? She does not like most of them.
She was crying.
Keelan lives there.
She's a good person. I think Davina is a selfish little brat that should be back. She should be supporting her husband. Sorry.
It's a very mean thing to say about my friend.
She is.
She's my friend.
She's okay. Cool. I don't want to piss her off, that's for sure.
She's also young, and he's also murdered a lot of people she loves. So...
Well, he's murdered a lot of people everybody loves.
And sometimes other things like budgets and stuff get in the way of getting people back for stuff that you really want them there for.
They got Cammy!
A last-minute flight home can be real expensive. You know that. So the dinner scene. Let's break this one down because... It was a lot of laughter, and everybody... So nice. I thought this was beautifully shot.
This is like how I think that my family will look one day, you know, like to an outsider, you know, looking in, just seeing like the pans of all the laughters and like you don't know what they're talking about or joking about. But it's just so much happiness and love in a moment on a show where we are used to murder and death and blood and all the terrible things. It was so nice to have a real... family moment.
And they held on it for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was their gift to us because in no other episode would that scene have ended well. It's usually things are great, boom, someone comes in and is trying to murder everybody or some big explosion happens. This is the only possible episode where the original family could actually have a happy scene and have it end happy, but also sad at the same time, but not in violence or surprise.
Right, right. I agree. And I felt like we were sitting at the table. I was so happy Marcel was at the table, too, because we know he's had a very tumultuous relationship with the originals. But he is one of the family members. So that was really cool to see. What did you guys think about Hope's goodbye with her dad? Did you think that it was long enough? Do you think the right things were said? Were you surprised Hope let her dad do this?
I have a lot to say. I'll let you go first, T.
I think I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was nice that he let her have that moment because unlike with her mom, she didn't get a chance to say she didn't know what was coming. So I think that,
You mean when she set her mom up to die when she kidnapped her?
The whole time I'm just thinking in my head.
Never let that go.
Because she's like, I just got you back. And it's like, but let's replay the events of the season, Hope. If you hadn't have got him back in the first place, he wouldn't be dying right now. He also wouldn't be, your mom wouldn't be dead right now. If you would just let things stay how they were, none of this would be happening.
Yeah, T and I are bitter with Hope for sure.
But then I move past that and I'm like, okay, she's still a 15-year-old girl who's losing both of her parents within months of each other. So I have to be empathetic to that part of it.
Do you?
I think as a human witch, I have to be a little bit.
I get that.
As a human witch.
I get that.
But, I mean, I thought it was great that she got to at least know what was coming with her dad so she could at least prepare herself in the best way she could with the short amount of time they had.
I mean, I know we're going to get to Elijah and Klaus in a little bit, but this whole Klaus being a martyr and thinking that he can make up for everything he's done in a way by sacrificing himself like this and that he's doing the right thing for Hope. If he really cared about his daughter utmost first, putting aside him making up for things he's done in the past, he wouldn't have done this. He would have given it to Elijah. So I just, you know, cool, you're trying to be a good guy, but at the end of the day, when you have a kid, especially a supernatural kid like this, you have a responsibility to be there for them, especially when her mother isn't there, and I understand she was a part of making that happen. But it's also the circumstances she was raised in. She kind of was raised in this place where she missed her father and went to extremes. So I just, it upsets me that he goes, I'm doing the right thing. And it's like, no, the right thing is to be with your daughter first and foremost and to figure that out, because there was another option. And he just didn't want to take it because he thought he was going to be a good person now.
Well, I think a lot of the chat is saying, you know, that he could have done a body swap. He could have done anything. And like, Klaus did not have to die. But to counter that, is Klaus also finally paying his debt for all the terrible things he's also done?
Does it matter? When you have a child, that's supposed to be your number one.
And he's...
I'm not ready to have a kid.
Yeah, it's like he's literally sacrificing his life to save his daughter, because the other option right now, for lack of time, and we're not going to get into the whole, like, he could have done this. We don't have time for that. It's fictional, guys. For right now, this is his only option, because the darkness is inside of him. So it's either destroy the entire world, because this is Klaus, who is angry. And we saw what that did to Hope in the church with those people. Now imagine that on a scale 100 times larger with Klaus. Destroy the whole world or kill yourself and let your daughter know that you're doing this for her.
And setting a good example
and leaving her with people who love her and still are going to be there to take care of her.
Okay, so let's talk about that part, because here's why I'm much more frustrated with Elijah than I am with Klaus. Klaus, yes, he didn't have to do it this way, but he had to do something. All Elijah had to do was stay inside. He just had to not kill himself for no reason. Because I feel like Klaus should have convinced him that, because Elijah, you are supposed to now be Hope's parent. You were Haley's love of her life. You were like, you told Haley, I will help this child. I will raise this child. Now's your time to do that. Why are you killing yourself? Why did you do that? I get that you have allegiance to your brother, but your allegiance to your brother should be to your brother's living heir. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing this? Why do you guys have to die together? Why?
It's like, are you so obsessed with Klaus that you just have to die when
he totally has a crush on him? 100%.
I mean, guys, they're totally romantic and in love with each other. And I thought it was kind of sweet, because it's like, what is Elijah's purpose in the world if it's not keeping his brother in line?
I thought it was sweet, too, and I thought it was beautiful, and that's why I talked about this episode being poetic. That scene when they stab each other and they fade away, and you feel like that they're finally at peace and they're going to go to The Good Place, which is a different show on a different network, but you guys know what I mean.
And it's a comedy.
Yeah, which this certainly is not. But that feeling that they're finally going to be at peace is really beautiful. But at the same time, that's beautiful for a second until you realize now Hope has neither parent or her closest uncle.
She's an orphan, and, you know, Rebecca is leaving. Everyone is leaving except for...
How about Freya and Keelan and Vincent adopt her?
They don't need another freaking baby. They're going to have their hands full.
No, I'm saying instead of getting a new baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's well, it just messed up. Everyone's like, oh, you just lost both of your parents and your uncle, who essentially was your second father that you hated. We're going to leave New Orleans, too. But hey, if you ever call us, we'll be there in a second. But what the heck?
But she said she wanted to go back to school. And the school is somewhere, but it's a boarding school. Right. You don't and have you parents know who there. Gone? You go,
yeah, but you know
who go visit your parents.
Don't you feel like Elijah could have moved to Mystic Falls?
Yes.
But I'm just saying she doesn't need these people to be in Mystic Falls because she's at boarding school. So most of the kids are not from Mystic Falls. They don't have families right there. They go home to see their families. So I see this as kind of...
She doesn't have one.
Do you think, T, that Elijah should have died?
I don't, but I'm okay with it because the other option, which a lot of people in here are saying, is that Elijah die instead of Klaus. That is the Vampire Diaries finale. So I don't want that. So if we're going to have one die, I think that both of them going is a beautiful, poetic way. Does it suck for Hope? Yes. Is Hope going to be fine, though? Yes. Does it help set up the show that's about her at high school? Definitely. She doesn't need her aunts and uncles and her dad around messing up stuff that's based in a boarding school, high school, where no parents are.
Will we ever see Elijah or Klaus again? Either in flashbacks on Legacies or memories or... Through witchy magic.
Maybe a flashback here or there, but this is a good time for me to read that comment from Billie Jean Girl 24. That ending, they pulled an Avengers Infinity War on
they
us.
So
ashes.
Did.
Just Thanos snap.
I liked that comment.
That
a lot.
Made it feel very final.
But did you guys what I wanted that I did not get was we got to kind of see, I don't know if we're calling it the other side or whatever it is where the dead people go.
The witches.
Well, no, we saw Haley and Jackson, you know, whatever it is that we saw when Hope went there briefly. They teased this final dance, this dance with Elijah and Haley, and I 100% thought it was going to come full circle. We would see him die, and we would
but
see
how
her.
Awkward would that be if Elijah goes to where Haley and your homeboy is?
Well, I don't Jackson. Think they Jackson. Were necessarily romantic. We don't know if they were romantic.
I mean,
up
a
there.
Lot of people in the chat have been saying that they wish that we had gotten to see the. Yes. Elijah dance at the end because it was teased so much. But I kind of like that we didn't, and we get to just imagine that they're off in their happy place together, because if we got to see that, then I would have been bitter because, well, where does Klaus get his happiness in the afterlife? You know, I would have been mad about that.
You think Klaus is with Cammy somewhere?
Yes.
I hope not.
Bummer.
Guys,
bummer
what a boring afterlife exactly. for Wait. Him.
Any other thoughts on this actual episode before we move into our fiercest moment of the week? All right, let's do it, guys. Our fiercest moment of the week. You guys can absolutely join in on this. If you are in the live chat, write it there. If you guys are joining us afterwards on iTunes or YouTube, make sure you comment and let us know, because this is our final fiercest moment of the week. And like I said, I have a feeling we're going to all have the same one. But oh,
I thought we decided we all had the same one.
Now I'm trying to be different, okay?
Oh.
Well,
I thought it was going to be a collective group, like, this is our fiercest moment.
I mean, fine.
Because
why, do you have a different one, Sam?
Yes.
I'm not trying to bully anyone.
Our fiercest moment of the week. Like, on three, how do we all... Let's see if we can all say it in the exact same way on three. One, two, three.
The double daggering!
Double dagger.
I said mine much more short and concise
than
you.
The double daggering. The double daggering was the fiercest moment of the week. Whether we liked it or didn't like it, it was pretty fierce that Elijah was like, yo, bro, I'm gonna do this with you.
He's like, I got your back.
He was like, we ride together, we die together.
Bad boys for life.
And then they stared into each other's eyes as they... turned to dust and ash.
Yeah.
And drifted away magically.
Not even because I'm a Caroline fan, though. My runner-up would probably be Caroline not turning around and doing exactly what she said she was going to do. That was pretty fierce as well.
Also, though, Hope accepting this terrible thing that she just lost her mother and now Dad's going to go kill himself for her and being like, all right, I'm going to go back to school and kill this, you know?
I love that. I will be okay. I can't promise I'm not going to see older men, but...
Yeah.
Because what 15-year-old girl is already thinking about dating older men? She's like, oh, I'm definitely going to have some zaddy issues.
I learned what zaddy meant last time. Yes, now I'm ready for this conversation.
She's like, I'm really glad the most terrifying people in this family are gone so they won't kill my future love interest.
Let's get into our news and gossip segment because, T, I know you're bringing it this week, Jack. What do you got?
Since it's the last week of bringing you news about the originals, I thought we'd start with this special video that Charles Michael Davis and Steven Kruger posted on Twitter.
Ooh, let's check it out.
Hi, I'm Charles Michael Davis of the originals.
We know.
Marcel.
And I'm Steven Kruger of the originals, and I play Josh.
Two AfterBuzz guests.
As you can see, no actors were harmed in the making of the originals. Steven Kruger is still alive.
I'm A-okay.
Yep. And we're just here to say thank you for all your support over the years, and I really hope you guys love the finale. And thanks again.
Yeah, we hope you guys have had as much fun watching the show as we did making it. I think you really enjoyed the finale, and we will see you on the flip side.
Oh. Take care.
Legacies, maybe? No?
Just makes me sad watching it, but it was such a cute video. And you can tell
so
that
cute.
They have such a good bond, and we know that those two are really good friends just from talking to them both and everything. So that was in Atlanta before they did their big finale viewing party.
I love that.
So... back to the TV Insider article that I mentioned before. Julie Plec did this whole interview. It's so good. Make sure you look it up. Hear all her answers. But they asked her about when they decided to end the way that they did. And she said they made it at the beginning of the season. But then something that everyone has pointed out in the chat today is, and I forgot about, is that this is what Julie has said she wanted for the ending of The Vampire Diaries with Stefan and Damon from the start. Was that she wanted them to both...
kill themselves?
Die together. According to Naz, it was like she wanted to die together in sunlight and have their ashes spread apart. So this, she finally got that ending, just not on The Vampire Diaries. She decided to save it for now, which is fine with me. I still enjoyed
it. I prefer that.
Yeah, because I definitely...
I would have been pissed if that happened to Vampire Diaries.
And then, sorry, there's one other part of this article that I wanted to mention.
The pressure's on, T.
I know, the pressure's on.
The pressure's on. You have to find a chat mistress. It's your last time. It's your last performance.
Oh, that was the other thing that I had to point out. Aurora. So,
Tell me.
It's the big elephant in the room. So they asked her if there was any character storylines that they didn't have time to revisit. Her answer was, one of the things I wanted to address, but finally threw my hands up and decided, oh, screw it, it's funnier this way, is the idea that Aurora is still in a sleep cell somewhere in the Michelson wine cellar. So she is aware that she never got back to it and gives no, sorry, not sorry.
It is kind of funny.
It is kind of funny that, you know, now the place is back to being abandoned and no one might find her. Maybe in 100 years they find her and there's someone. It's like a Jumanji episode.
Well, I mean, they brought her up. They didn't need to bring her up this season. We would have forgotten about her.
I think probably Julie was planning on this season addressing it and ran out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's basically what it seems like. One of the other storylines that people in the chat mentioned was Declan. We kind of just...
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I forgot about him, to be honest.
I was waiting for Freya and Keelan after they went to Vincent, and he said no for them to go to Declan. Because I was like, who else on the show could physically give sperm?
I don't know why I said ew, but I did. That's how
I'm loud.
I'm so glad they didn't do that.
And in casting news for Legacies...
Ooh.
Stephen McQueen, who played Jeremy on The Vampire Diaries, has officially been announced.
He's
that
ripped
he,
these days.
He is, but remember when he went from like little Jeremy to like Jeremy?
Yeah.
And it was like,
Vampire Hunter.
Yes. Well, he will be appearing on The Legacies. Right now, he's confirmed to appear in the third episode. They haven't exactly mentioned how much, but the last time we saw him was in the finale of Vampire Diaries, and he was helping out at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that he would be around there to, you know, kind of
teach archery.
Teach how to hunt vampire, your fellow.
I haven't thought about him in quite some time.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sam.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we also know that Maddie Blue Eyes will also be appearing in the...
I have one other thing after I was stalking Julie Plec's Instagram last night.
What do you got?
On her Instagram stories. So, oddly enough, so they had this big viewing party in Mystic Falls last night where they, you know, are
AKA
shooting Legacies.
Covington, Georgia.
Exactly. So
Mystic
we're,
Falls.
But, you know, Julie's like, oh, I just left the Mystic Grill for the party. It was so funny. But do you want to know who I saw there randomly, the blip of a second? Was Joe.
Really?
Yes. So why is she there? I mean, it didn't
really...
Because
she was part of the show?
Well, it wouldn't exactly make... But she was part of The Vampire Diaries.
But so, Alaric was
but
such
they
a big
did
part.
All, like they everybody. Did everything together. Like, those two shows shot on side-by-side stages. I feel like they're cast and stuff. And then they made it kind of like a con event where you,
like, fans.
Like pay for fans to, like, pay to get photos and stuff. So I feel like it was
Why,
ran
did you
more
want a
like
theory,
a
Sam?
Con.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I do. It is
Let's
that...
not take this from her, too.
Sorry.
Whatever, guys. I'm always writing and everyone forgets about it. This next Legacies is going to be a lot about the twins, the Saltzman twins. And I think that she could have possibly been there shooting for Legacies. I don't know.
Isn't she dead?
Yes, but who knows what the dead is going to be in Legacies.
Maybe we'll see flashbacks of her because the twins will, like, want to see their biological mom or something.
Yeah, I just felt like she was kind of a random person to be there.
What a weird ending to a very weird show. Yeah, T, bring us to a last string.
Last string. In case you guys were wondering where you can find some of your favorite originals and Vampire Diaries stars coming up this fall, it was just announced that Riley Vogel, also another proud person who came in
After
for us this
Buzzard,
season.
Yes, yeah.
It was just announced that she's going to be in a recurring role on the Roswell spinoff that Julie Pleck kind of helmed in. Oh, crap. I'm going to forget who's show running it now. Oh, Karina Adley McKenzie is show running it, who has been a producer on the originals and writer and stuff. So Vogel's going to play Cameron, who is Max, who's the alien in it, quick-witted partner at the sheriff's department, who has the rare ability to break through Max's stony cowboy facade. Described as scrappy, sexy, and cool, Cameron is difficult to rattle and prides herself on her realistic outlook. So she'll be on that, along with Nathan Parsons, who was
kinda
Jackson,
cool, yeah.
who will be Max on the show, and also Michael Trevino will appear as Kyle Valenti.
Whoa, who's, wild!
He's going to be playing the son of the town sheriff. So he's always the son of someone.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
I guess everyone is a son or daughter
of
someone.
He's always somebody's son.
He's always someone's son. I meant like a higher up person.
How much money do you guys want to bet he's going to be a douchebag?
$5? I don't have much more than that in my bank account.
So here they are once again, keeping it all in the family, which I love to see.
I love that too. And just a quick shout out to all of the guests that have come on our after show. Not only Yusuf and Riley and Steven and Charles, but also we've gotten to talk to Michael Narducci and Julie Pleck via Con, and actually from Cons,
everybody,
Phoebe and Daniel and all
and
of
Joseph
them, every single one of them. And they've all, honestly, of all the cast that at AfterBuzz we've gotten to talk to, I feel like they have been so gracious, so into the show, such a family, and it really has been a pleasure to, I hope you guys have enjoyed it at home, that we've gotten to talk to all of them and get you guys the details and all of that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to cry, so we better get out of here. I don't even know. Do we do a predictions for Legacies?
Yes.
All right, let's do predictions before we go.
I'm so excited.
No.
It's kind of weird to do a prediction.
I was like excited, angry, though.
Oh, I didn't even know if we should do it because I don't even know what to predict. Sam, you predict that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
she's been waiting her whole life for this moment. Drum roll, please.
I predict that Hope will have some kind of parental figure, not at the school. We're going to see. I don't know if it is going. I mean, I thought it was possibly going to be Freya, but guess not. I want, you know, either if it's Marcel, Rebecca, like someone, one of the originals is going to have to come in at some point, I think, personally. Not to be there every episode, but just to kind of acknowledge that they exist.
I definitely agree with that.
I think so, too. And I think that a really cool thing could be if we saw Elena, like, coming to the school to be a guest speaker about on a career day kind of thing or something and talking to her, like,
your
I know
eyes right
like,
now. It's so happy.
Because how cool would that be?
Yeah.
I don't know. T, anything?
I'm just going to miss this show.
Me too.
Well, actually, some people have mentioned possible Elena Damon kids running around in
how
Mystic
old
Falls.
How old would they be?
Probably.
Don't you think we would have heard, somebody would have mentioned if they had a kid?
No.
Oh.
She's a doctor now and has their own life.
I feel like they kept the shows pretty, Carol, like, they didn't need Elena around in this as much as they needed Caroline.
True.
And Klaus and Damon, like, that's always just a weird relationship.
Very weird. T, any last minute shout outs for the chat? Just all of them. We love them.
All of you guys. I love you guys so much. Deidre White, Let Your Light Shine 17. Nas, Broke Black Man 94. Of course, Nicholas Kelly, Sonia Evans, Derek Hogan. You guys, Glow Loves Jomo. Everyone, you guys have been so excited and so nice to chat with every week. Like, I love seeing all of your comments. I love seeing your names every week popping up, even if I don't get to give you shout outs or anything like that. it's been such an honor doing this show for you guys. So thank you for being the greatest fans.
And by the way, I go back every week and go through the lot. Like, you can look at YouTube as it was live and the live chat as it's happening. And I go back every week and look at every one of your comments during the live chat and after. Awesome. So thank you guys.
So that we don't pull a Klaus and Elijah, make sure you guys keep the conversations going with us, because we definitely want to keep this show alive. Anytime you rewatch it or see any YouTube clip or have any moment, make sure you tweet at us. You can find me at Roxy Stryer.
Sam Davidson, SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram.
At the Tian Hobson for me.
We love you guys. Find us at AfterBuzzTV. There are millions more shows. Well, millions is an exaggeration, but at least hundreds, probably thousands that we do. So check those out. We love you guys always and forever. We'll see you for Legacies.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.